genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Ah, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstormin' with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstorminonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is organizing. Each of my guests will explain the importance they found in being organized at home, at work, or for a charitable cause. My first guest is the hip and savvy designer on the Emmy-nominated Clean House, the number one rated television show on the Style Network. He'll teach us how to declutter our lives from his book, Take the You Out of Clutter. My second guest has been called the world's most practical small business expert. He understands a small business must be organized, in other words, it must have a system, to compete with larger competitors. We'll discuss how to turn your small business into a referral machine from his book, The Referral Engine. My third guest is an example of many things: the power of social networking, the influence a dedicated group of individuals can have on the world, the knowledge of how to motivate millennials into action, and making a difference while making a living. We'll discuss his nonprofit organization, Invisible Children, and recount some of the many achievements that he's had. As always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Viewers around the world know Mark Burnett as the savvy co-star of Clean House, the number one rated television program on the Style Network. Mark is one of the most recognizable celebrity home designers today after 8 seasons on the show. Mark has collaborated with Hollywood's A-List through his LA-based design firm. Mark launched his Eponymous Home Furnishings on Home Shopping Network and released his first book, Take the You Out of Clutter, the last clutter book you will ever need. Mark was born in Cleveland, Ohio, and his exposure to quality craftsmanship began at a very early age. He used to tail his grandfather around construction sites or spend weekends with his mom, an accomplished interior designer. Mark co-founded the Fortis Films along with actress Sandra Bullock, developing several films such as Hope Floats and Practical Magic. In 2002, Mark segued into reality TV, hosting the premiere episode of Crib Crashers on MTV. Currently, he's been seen on the Style Network as the co-host of Clean House and The Messiest House in the Country, which has won him his first Emmy Award for Outstanding Special Class Event in 2010. Mark most recently traveled to Cape Town, South Africa with his charity Design Without Borders to make the offices of the Big Issue a national charity that allows thousands of willing and marginalized South Africans to lead a better life. Welcome to the show, Mark. How are you doing today?
I'm doing so good, and I thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thank you for being our guest. It's great. Learned a lot of things in doing the research for you. Didn't know that you were a member of Fortis Films along with Sandra Bullock. I found that very interesting. But I want to focus today on our theme, which is organizing. And I guess the first place to start is, why should anybody be organized, Mark?
Well, you know what? I always say that clutter keeps people from being present to their lives. And I think the main reason to be organized is to have the life you want. You know, instead of jumping over boxes and skipping over, you know, spending a lot of time getting frustrated and looking for stuff, it's much easier to get organized and have the life you want show up. So I just think the stakes are high, which is why I wrote a book about it.
And it is a great book. It's interesting because I do watch your show regularly, and the people that you go in to declutter are way over and above and beyond what most of us think is cluttered. I mean, they're somewhere between clutterers and hoarders, which is another show on your network as well. But, you know, for those of us who are cluttered, who are a little bit disorganized, but perhaps not as extreme as some of the people you see on there, I mean, I can find anything that I want when I look for it. It's because I know exactly where I placed it in my stack of stuff. How do you address that kind of an issue?
Well, I think you're referring to what we call organized chaos.
Exactly.
You know, it's great to know where everything is, but you obviously need a place for everything and everything in its place. I would say the biggest problem that most people have is they see the idea of getting organized or even spring cleaning as this big monumental task. And instead, I like to break it up into small, manageable steps. So I always tell my homeowners, and I give the same advice to your listeners, you know, take big steps in small spaces. Find small areas of your house, assign them to different people in your family, and, you know, whether you're cleaning out the desk drawer, someone else is cleaning out the closet, someone else is cleaning out the laundry room, the idea is it's much more manageable once you break it down.
Well, the one thing that I liked about your book, Mark, is that you've got homework in there, and I love the double entendre there with the homework, and you've got some great practical ideas. One of my favorite exercises that you talk about is walk into your study, tag 5 items with Post-its, and then go back and write on the Post-it notes how much you'd be willing to sell the items for. Take me through that exercise and why that's important.
Well, I think the first thing is people have to distinguish the difference between the story of an item and the item itself. So many people are seeing the items and the clutter itself as the culprit. I say it's a little different. I really think it's the story about the item. So one of the things I walk people through in the book is walking into a space and literally writing the story about what that item is. And then just as a strategy, saying to yourself, would I even buy that today? What is the true monetary value of it to me? And how useful is it? So I think that's the whole idea behind the sticky.
And when you do that, just to give people an idea, Mark, when you go through and you do that, what do you find when people actually value the goods that you've asked them to value?
Well, I think they're surprised. You know, they're surprised that there are certain items that they, you know, find very useful or they've been looking for a long time and actually discovered it. And then they also, on the flip side, find things that aren't useful. And I don't know what the ratio is. I do know that based on my work, probably 80% of what's in people's homes goes unused. It's just, you know, stuff that's hanging on to, kind of like a ball and chain, both emotionally and physically. And it's really bogging people down.
All right. We're talking to Mark Burnett, author of the book, Take the You Out of Clutter, the last clutter book you will ever need. And Mark, you mentioned it in an earlier answer about spring house cleaning. We are at that time of the year where normally people go and they do spring house cleaning. You know, after being shut in for the winter, the house can really be pretty cluttered, pretty messy. And in most cases, a house is inhabited by both a man and a woman. So why is it the chore of spring house cleaning usually falls on the woman?
Well, that's an age-old question. I wish I could answer it. But what I can tell you, though, is there's an easy way around it. It is a matter of breaking it into small, manageable tasks, assigning people to do it, and then you need the right tools. Even on our show, Clean House, we've gone into homes across America. And it's one thing to have a great team, but you got to have the right products. And so some of the things that really come to the surface when I step into a messy situation, the first is bathrooms. A lot of people dread cleaning bathrooms. But what I'm finding is that people are using these old kind of one-shape-fits-all products. And actually, Scotch-Brite Bathroom Solutions has an awesome line of products that literally they have designed each of the tools for each area of the bathroom. So whether you're cleaning the grout, scrubbing the tile, or even using their nook and cranny sponge, it just makes it so much easier, and it saves a ton of time.
Now, have we gotten more specialized with the tools for cleaning over time and really focusing in on the right tool for the right job, Mark?
I think we have. I think, you know, the consumers are incredibly savvy these days, and also we're busy. We live very busy lives. We've taken on so many different roles, and it seems as though if we're doing one thing, we're robbing ourselves of doing something else. So, fortunately, manufacturers have really stepped up to the plate. I'll tell you another good example. I love dogs. And I've had pets my entire life, but the truth is they shed. And, you know, one of the things we find in a lot of homes, you lift the sofa or you lift an appliance, and there's a lot of pet hair. which, again, I love Scotch brand for this, but they created the Pet Fur Hair Sweeper, which is so lightweight, easy to slide under appliances, along baseboards, and instantly grabs that hair and gets it out of the way and gets your house in order. So I do think it's about having the right tools and the right products.
Without a doubt. We're talking to Mark Burnett, author of the book, Take the You Out of Clutter, the last clutter book that you will ever need. And in your book, Mark, I mentioned it earlier, you've got all of the homework that's there. Talk to us some more about some little tips from the homework that you have in your book that we could put to use immediately to make our office or our home cleaner, nicer to live in.
Well, I'll tell you, everybody walks through the front door. And, you know, typically when a family member comes in, they take whatever's in their hand, whether it's schoolwork, work from papers from work, their keys, their cell phone, and they just drop it in little piles around the house. And these things add up. We get all these little piles of clutter, and it gets annoying. So one of the things I love to do is create what I call a one-stop drop. It's literally a decorative box or even an old soda crate with individual cubbies for each family member. And what it does is it allows family members to come in and put it in this one designated area, all their stuff, and that way they don't fall prey to this kind of out of sight, out of mind, especially when it comes to clutter.
Sure.
And they know what needs to be addressed for the day. So I think that's an awesome strategy that really, really helps people be more proactive about a house getting out of control.
Oh, I think that's a great idea. We're talking to Mark Burnett. Mark, in your show, so much of the show and even some of the tips that you've given us today really border on getting at the root cause of the problem, the root cause of the clutter that's there. So how do you, as a television host and as an author, walk that fine line between helping people declutter and the trap of pop psychology?
Well, you know, the first thing I have to remind myself is we're all cut from the same cloth. So, you know, the fact that I've walked into literally thousands of people's lives over the last 9 years has been a blessing. But on the flip side of that, it's also given me a wonderful look into the human psyche and just how people live in their homes, how they function, and the decisions they make. And one of the things I've realized is that people don't go from 0 to 60 when it comes to living in a cluttered house. It takes time. And so one of the things I really focus on in the book is the decision-making skills as opposed to your organizing skills. Believe it or not, to me, that's the missing link. If you can focus on the decisions you're making and the choices you're making on a daily basis, it absolutely will pay off today, tomorrow, and in the future.
That is an interesting nugget right there. We're talking to Mark Burnett, author of the book, Take the You Out of Clutter, the last clutter book that you will ever need. So I'm going to ask you to put that into more practical terms for my listeners, Mark, if you will. If you were advising a newlywed couple today how to avoid clutter in their new pristine home, what advice would you share with them?
Well, I think the first is that space is a commodity. It always is, especially as for newlyweds, and you want to start off on the right foot. You have to find a common bridge, not only in the relationship, but in the home. And it's a new day. You know, you can't bring your bachelor days into a marriage. We've all learned that lesson. And as much as we want to still collect those, you know, whether it's figurines or, you know, collectibles, things we've had in the family, the time is really to recreate and come up with a plan that really honors who both people are, not just the individuals. And I think if you can create that common bridge, it's really going to help lay the groundwork for a great relationship and a clean house.
Well said. We're talking to Mark Burnett. Mark, one of the things that my wife and I marvel at when we watch your show is the room transformations that you are able to accomplish on a very, very limited budget. Now, I know in some cases, furnishings are what you call gifted to the clients by the show. But the big question on everybody's mind is, where do you find the furnishings at such reasonable prices here in the L.A. area? I mean, they're incredible values that you find for very little money.
Well, I think the thing you have to keep in mind is the cleaning, painting, and the organizing is on the show. So you're already getting a lot of bang for your buck. You're seeing these transformations go from, I say, zero to hero, you know, and you wonder how it happened. But a big part of that is, as you said, having trade relationships where people, if they're willing to give up things that they no longer use and they're no longer honor them and are needed, then we will honor that with a gift. But the other side of that is repurposing. I mean, we are in an age of repurposing and really using what you've got. So I do a lot of that on the show. I do a lot of repainting, sanding, staining, you know, all those kinds of things that create a total look, but literally use what you've got. So a lot of that goes unseen on the show, but it's a big part of my design process.
Ah, so you pulled back the curtain and revealed some of the secrets. We're talking to Mark Burnetz, and Mark, you know, you started with Fortis Films with Sandra Bullock, which I found was amazing. Then you segued into television hosting and reality TV with Crib Crashers, and now, of course, with the Clean House series that you've got going on. What's next for Mark Burnetz?
Well, I think the next thing for me is reaching a bigger audience. I always say that I'm in the business of people. I love people. I love to travel. I love different cultures. And believe it or not, you know, we're all, as I said, cut from the same cloth. The human dynamic's interesting, and I find it fascinating, and my goal is literally just to get the message out to more people, which is why I started the charity Design Without Borders. I just wanted people to know that it is possible, and in fact, I say it's your birthright to live in the best space possible. So for me, it's a variety of projects, getting the word out on a much bigger level.
Well, Mark, you most recently went to Cape Town, South Africa, and you did some charity work with Design Without Borders for the big issue there. This is a shameless plug for my third guest, Ben Kesey, who's going to be coming on talking about his nonprofit organization that has actually helped to stop a war in Uganda. So you want to stay tuned for that in the 1040 hour. We've been talking to Mark Burnetz, author of the book, Take the You Out of Clutter, the last clutter book that you'll ever need. Mark, obviously my listeners know you. They're going to be intrigued by what you have to say. If they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Well, you know what? I just tackled spring cleaning at my house, and yes, even I broke it into very small, manageable steps. So I wrote them all down, and I put them on www.moretipsforyou.com. They're fantastic takeaways that all your listeners can literally read, get motivated and inspired, and tackle the job.
That's moretipsforyou.com. Mark, is that for F-O-R, or is that the numeral four?
That's F-O-R.
F-O-R, more tips for you. We've been talking to Mark Burnetz. Mark, it has been a real delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
I really appreciate it. Have a good day, Billy.
And you too, Mark. Take care.